I often thank God that Christ's disciples were very human. They didn't always understand. They sometimes got their priorities wrong. They could be hot-headed at times. They denied they knew Jesus by their words and their non-presence at the time of his greatest need. Yet these were the people that Jesus chose, those who, filled with the Holy Spirit, would spread the gospel of Christ and establish the early church. That fact alone gives hope to us all. And none more so than Thomas, who displayed very human characteristics. We do not know why Thomas was not there when Jesus first entered the upper room and saw to the disciples on that Easter day. And you know, it may have been something as down to earth as the fact that he'd gone out to get some food for them all. When the disciples shared with Thomas, "We have seen the Lord," he firmly stated that he would not believe it. Why was this? Well, you know, several reasons come to mind, all of which I'm sure we can relate to. Firstly, have you ever missed out on an important event where something wonderful took place? Not quite the same, I know, but I remember once when someone described to me a spectacular magic trick that they'd seen at a show. And they were obviously very impressed by it. My response was, "I don't really believe that happened. It seemed impossible." You see, Thomas, that Easter evening, was excluded from the group. He missed out on an experience that everyone else was rejoicing about. They probably couldn't stop talking about it. And he would naturally feel alienated and excluded. And it says in my version of the Bible that they kept on telling him. It says, when Jesus came, he didn't believe. So the others kept telling him, "We have seen the Lord." They didn't let it rest. They went on telling him. But Thomas may also have been traumatized from the events that he had most probably witnessed on Good Friday. And you know, when we're traumatized from something hard and difficult that's happened, it can be hard then to accept other things. Perhaps the strike of the nails and the thrust of the spear had been flashing back endlessly in his troubled mind. And it's not surprising then that these horrors feature in his angry reply to the other disciples. "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my finger where the spear went into his side, I will not believe." And of course, also, we learn from the Gospels that Thomas was a questioning man. He didn't always just accept things, but wanted to know more. On two of the four occasions in John's Gospel where Thomas is named, he is asking a question. There's one in John 14, verse 5. Thomas said to Jesus, "Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" He wanted to know more. He wanted more proof. And finally, we know the label that Thomas has been stuck with down the years. I think very unfortunately in many ways. He doubted. Who of us here can say we have never had times of doubt in our faith journey? Thomas needed concrete proof to believe that Jesus had risen from the dead. And so Jesus comes again to the upper room. A whole week later, and what a long week that must have been for Thomas. The experience is overpowering, especially for Thomas. Thomas worships Jesus, "My Lord and my God," he said, and suddenly the belief and the understanding are there. And you know, this story is very special. Jesus comes just for Thomas, showing his love for him. And as Christians, as a group of Christians, we can learn and listen to others as they tell us about Christ, as they share about their faith, as we share about our faith together. And we can learn too about God from his holy word. But sometimes Christ comes close to us uniquely on our own as individuals. And that was what was so special for Thomas and can be so special for us. For we can feel his presence, not just in times of worship together, but in moments of time on our own, maybe in the most mundane activity or the most exciting moment. Perhaps in times when we are full of joy and expectation, but also in times of sadness. And as we heard, Jesus had words for us because unlike Thomas, we cannot physically see him. Blessed are those who have not seen yet have believed. What special words those are. And that is how, really, we describe faith. Something that takes effort and time to develop. Like Thomas, we need to go through several processes, perhaps to get to that moment of faith. Seeing for Thomas brought believing, but believing can also be seeing in the fullest sense of understanding. Not seeing Christ in physical form, but knowing he is with us. We've already talked about knowing about Christ's presence with us. But as Christ says in this story, he can also bring his peace to each one of us. It's not a peace that ends all the divisions and the wars in this world, but it's an inner peace that each of us can know individually. A peace that calms and upholds even the most difficult of circumstances. Peace be with you, says Christ. And we can also know Christ is with us when we feel his power in the power of the Holy Spirit received by the disciples and which we too can receive if we open our hearts and minds to him. It's a power that can enable us to do things that in our own strength we would not be able to face. We will be unable to do. And you know, our response to knowing Christ is with us should be like Thomas, to worship him, to say and to respond, my Lord and my God.